we know Olam Hofech Ve'Isi, and that a person is judged based on how hard he personally works on himself. So on what basis do we respect accomplished individuals? Maybe Yenna Godel didn't have to work hard, and Yenna Rasha tried but failed. So it's all based on that Melus. So how are you talking? Olam Hofech Ve'Isi, we're being mechaber the guy. So this Shail has to know there is no Adam Godel in the world that did not have to work hard to get it. There's no such thing. I've seen few and far apart that this Godel worked hard, Leah's Godel, not in this Godel. But whatever he is, he had to work hard for it. His heart does not let anybody get away with anything. Nothing. And when you see the type of guy that you think he's a tzaddik type of guy, you don't know if it's Berendelem, it's Yitzvadarai, it's Bebevim Bela. Don't ever think this guy's a tzaddik type of guy. Everything is, people are working, and there's no such thing. And the guy who failed should not have failed, and he has no terrors for having failed, and tried is not enough. And this is baloney. This is partial baloney, this whole way of thinking. No such thing. There's no well-respected, accomplished individuals that got there without tremendous yigiyah and amelus, and without the Yitzhar doing whatever he could to be marshal him. So you for Rosh Hashanah, Tzadik, and Mavakish, La Amisei, Hashem Lehi, Hashem Lehi, Yodav, Lehi, Shia, Shien, Lehi, Shoftai. Don't think that anybody came natural and easy. There's just no such thing. The Gemara over there is talking about that people that he thought were not Baal Madreya here, he sees there that they were Baal Madreya. They were Matzniya, they were Meisim. They must see the Meisim Tayyim. That's the Gemara of Olam Hofech. He's using it as an expression. This Shoyl was not asking a kasha from that Gemara. He was just using that as an expression. That, you know, this kasha, yeah, it all came to him. He didn't have to work on it. That's shtusim. It's absolute shtusim. And you just ask him, you just tap the guy. He'll tell you all what he went through and all what he ended. Chazal say, what's the prayer? And it's called B'tzayram, they had to overcome. And state that there's some tzaddikim that are laughing. There's no such thing. Everybody's niska B'tzayram. And nobody got anywhere without Nisyanis and without Amelis V'Yigir. Nobody reached anything. Well, I tell you, once in a while I see that this guy's laid back. How does he know how to learn? Like, he never is really pushing himself, but he has the head for learning. What's going on? So I figure it's from the last Google. Leah's giggle, he fought for it, and he got it, and now he's just living off the past, which is not a reason not to be mechaber. I look at Leah's giggle, like, let's say he lived then for 80 years, and now he's going to live for another 80 years, so like he's 160 years. I mean, so what's the difference if he did it when he was younger, if he did it, you know, like, he was menatzeh then. But that's very, very infrequent. Usually, even in this giggle, we got to fight for it.